All stations, all stations, all call signs. This is Wrecker Actual, over. Stand by for transmission. Prepare to copy. This is American Vindicta.
Host of the Common Sense Show .tv, and we also go over on Heroes Nation, and we're getting a following here on the Doug and Dave Intel Report. We appreciate that. We're humbled and we're honored. Seriously, we are very humbled and honored, and we're all working for the same thing. We're a generation away from freedom being extinct, and we're in that generation right now where some people are trying to extinguish our total freedoms. And Doug and I have some explosive things to go over with you tonight. If this is your first time joining us, Doug Thornton is a former Marine, former military contractor, and former DHS agent who had a lot of supervisory duties in Portland dealing with Antifa, Black Lives Matter. He's seen the DOJ stand down on very serious behaviors by the antagonists. And so he's very familiar with the area that we're going to get into here. I've covered it as a journalist, but I have not been on the front line. So I would advise you to pay close attention to what Doug says. And I just want to let you know, we have secured something for you guys that I think is great. And you don't want to take advantage. That's fine. We're not pushing it. Mike Lindell reached out. His people reached out to me and they said, would you like to offer your audience half off everything we do? So there you go. MyPillow.com/Hodges. Hodges is the coupon code to get half off. And we just want to give that to you as a thank you. Certainly not, we're not pushing that, but we just want to make it available to you and let you know it's there. And we're telling everybody on all our networks about this. And we're really proud to be associated with Mike Lindell. He has stood in the gap against voter fraud, and it's cost him money. It's cost him personal grief, lawsuits, all for doing the right thing. That's why we're proud to stand with MyPillow. And I so appreciate what he's done for our audience. So, you know, kind of take it or leave it, but it's there if you want to take it. Doug, we got a lot to go through. The J6 hearings are now suspended, and the Democrats are pursuing their own insurrection.
Yeah, I think it's funny how they stopped the J6 investigation to start an insurrection. Well,
it's almost comical.
It is. Well, that's the duality of the Democrats. They love this country, but they hate everything about it. You know, what's really interesting right now is that we have all these things happening throughout the country, but people are forgetting that we still have a food crisis going on, a water crisis, potentially a power grid crisis. For this summer or for this winter, we're coming into forest fire time. We're coming into hurricane season and flood season. So there's a lot of things that could still happen between now and then that can still really upset everybody before the midterms, not just the politics, but we have the riots that will be coming. You know, here's one thing I will say. The night that the riots happened, I was going to live stream it, depending on if they were going to be bad, and you and I went on, and you know, I was following the guys that I typically follow on social media. There's a lot of people out there, Dave, who are just regular, ordinary folks that get better intel than the freaking government. It's so funny because these are the people that when we were on operation, we would watch these people's channels on YouTube, and they would be showing things that we had to have guys. I'm not going to get into it, but we had to have guys in other operations bring us that type of intelligence. And so, you know, thank you for everyone out there that does your own due diligence. Law enforcement uses it, and we appreciate it. And so I'm out here following this, and it was really lackluster. L.A. got into it a little bit. They did try an insurrection. I guess you know about this in Phoenix.
I know all about it, my friend, and it's not being covered adequately in the national media. I have the inside story if you're interested. Go ahead. Yes. Finish your thought.
Well, I'm going to find as many of the video clips as possible, and I'm going to throw them all together, and I'm going to review it and put that up on my channel because I think it's important for people to view this from a law enforcement perspective of what it is that we're looking at, what it is that we're seeing, maybe I can identify some tactics, some troops. Maybe I can identify some of the things that are happening, not just law enforcement wise, but I'm talking about the tactics and the troops of the protesters, of the rioters, because I've been around this long enough that I know who the shot callers are, who the instigators are. I know who the ACLU is pushing up. I know who the people that are spread throughout the crowd to amp up the crowd whenever it starts to get quiet. I know how to look for stuff like that because I dealt with that. Those trigger events, I'm used to seeing that, Dave. So I'm going to do that on my own, and I'm going to, you know, record it because, like I said, I think it's good for law enforcement.
If you send that over to me,
absolutely,
what you're going to do it, if you're going to send that over to me, I will run it on our Doug and Dave Intel Report as an exclusive with you as the sole reporter. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, this needs to go far and wide. And Doug and I both have separate shows as well. And we don't, we have a crossover of some audience, but we don't have a total crossover as we've discovered. And it's important that we reach as many as people as possible because most people right now don't understand how grave the situation is. Let me expand on the Phoenix thing for a second. I have people that talk to me inside state government. And honestly, I love them. I love them dearly. Seriously, their hearts are in the right place. They care about you. They care about me. They want to do the right thing. They're fighting, but they can't appear to be on the side of someone like me who has basically called out the election as a fraud, even though the GOP of Maricopa County has said that they refute the election results. Yes, the Republican Party in the largest county in Arizona has said we refute the election results. They are illegitimate. So anyway, two of my sources, Doug, gave me a play-by-play account of what happened. The people were breaking glass and preparing to enter. And fortunately, the Phoenix Police Department, under really good direction, was able to countermand this. And they had tear gas they released, flashbang grenades and all the whole. But the tear gas actually overwhelmed some of the people on the inside. I mean, people were injured, so to speak, from police intervention that was necessary. I guess some people just, and I understand the fear. I get it. Listen, they're not weaker people, but they were crying, hiding under their desk. There were some people like that. I've heard the stories. Now, Kelly Townsend, who really led the fight against voter fraud, but she couldn't overcome Karen Fann and the phony baloney election audit. Yet Kelly Townsend is the head of the Republican Party who headed the Maricopa County deal to declare the election to be illegal. She spoke out today and she said, this is on June 24th, the first occurrence, the second occurrence was yesterday. She said she called on Merrick Garland and Barack Obama, Joe Biden, same difference, to hold a J-24 hearing on the insurrection at the Arizona State Capitol, where people tried to occupy the Capitol and use violence to get in. More violence than what was done on January the 6th. And for her efforts, she's been totally ignored. So if you have a Republican-dominated legislature, these abortionists, these whatever you want to call them, can put legislators at risk, trespass, engage in criminal and violent behavior, and nothing happens to them. But when you're a Trump supporter and do the same thing, they throw your ass in jail. They keep you there for 18 months under torturous conditions. And a guy named Carell is going to die of cancer because they wouldn't give him his medication. They won't let him get haircuts. They won't let him talk to their lawyer. There's no speedy trial. They're on indefinite hold. This is communist Russia. But yet, we could have legislators put at risk in Arizona, and these flipping people in Washington won't do a damn thing. I'm done, Doug. I'm so pissed off. I can't even see straight.
Well, I just learned about another one of the January 6th prisoners today. Trying to find the article on it.
There's some really hardship stories here with people that aren't doing well physically and they're kept in 50 degree temperatures. They're not fed regularly. They're not allowed to bathe regularly. They can't get a haircut. They can't shave. I mean, I could go on and on. This is torture by UN standards and the Geneva Convention. We are seeing Americans tortured for January 6th. But if it happens, you know, violence or trespassing or happens to Republican legislators, that's fine. We encourage that. And they'll have a party when they murder one of these justices.
Well, here, listen to this. And this is horrible. Not only is it horrible, but it's horrible. I have to squint because I need glasses again. So Ryan Samsel. All
right. Can you spell the last name?
S-A-M-S-E-L.
Okay.
So this is from his lawyer. Everyone deserves the right to be treated fairly under the law. Mr. Samsel has been charged with crime as a result of his actions on January 6, 2021. He is entitled to his day in court and is eager to correct the misconceptions that exist about himself and his actions and intentions during the Capitol riots. That day is coming. He remains detained by federal authorities and was held in the D.C. jail until earlier today when he was moved to an undisclosed facility. All right, right off the bat, an undisclosed facility, and today we also released one of the prisoners from Guantanamo Bay who's been there for 15 years, who we suspect to be part of the 9/11 hijacking and all that, right? So, you know, go figure. It says that in the early morning hours of Monday, March 21st, 2021, at least one correctional officer came to Ryan Samsel's cell, woke him up, told him to cuff up. Mr. Samsel complied, and his hands were zip-tied together behind his back. All right, so already two things that, being someone who is a former correctional officer as well, and I've worked in four prisons, and I also worked at a Jefferson County Sheriff's Department in the maximum correctional facility. So I've been a correctional officer plenty to know. We don't zip tie people. We don't use zip ties, you know, unless it's a mass arrest. You use handcuffs. I carried like five handcuffs on me at all times. You know, why in the hell is this guy being zip tied? All right, so let's continue. Mr. Samsel complied and his hands were zip tied together behind his back. He was walked from his cell to another unoccupied cell. Thereafter, he was viciously and savagely beaten by a correctional officer.
What was the provocation?
I don't know. Listen to this. He suffered serious bodily injuries, including a shattered orbital floor. So that's right here.
Yeah. All right.
And broken orbital bone, which have caused him to lose sight in his right eye, perhaps permanently. His nose was broken and his jaw was dislocated. He has lost feeling on the left side of his face. In addition to the severe bruising and swelling around his face, he has deep cuts and bruising to his wrist from the zip ties. Mr. Samsel has had at least one seizure since the assault. An underlying medical condition makes him at higher risk for thoracic complications. So most likely that's going to be something to do with his heart.
No, his throat.
Thoracic.
Yeah.
Other inmates heard the assault and notified their attorneys, who notified me of the assault even before Mr. Samsel was released from the hospital later that day. We are informed that an internal investigation is being conducted by the Department of Corrections and an independent investigation is being undertaken by the FBI. Well, you know what? I hope it doesn't take the FBI 4 years to figure this out.
They won't do jack squat.
What
they're letting Carell die of cancer and withholding his medication. What makes you think they're going to do anything here?
Dave, for 1,000 days or more, Antifa would try to set a federal courthouse on fire while we were in it, was trying to set the McAdam Immigration House building on fire while we were in it. And when we would arrest these people, they would be released by the federal government.
Yes.
Or by the local government.
I remember you telling me all about this. Yep.
We had over 200 felonious crimes. That's felony level crimes, all against law enforcement, all released, no charges. And yet, with what happened in Oklahoma City at the their capital, you had BLM come and storm into there and disrupt a hearing, and they were calmly escorted out. Then you have what happened just recently in Phoenix, where once again they tried to break into another Capitol building. Nothing's being done about it. You have to eventually ask yourself, is the government against half the country? And if so, what do we do about it as the civilians? Because if we just sit back and take it, then you might as well start painting swastikas on every federal building.
I think we're there already.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not contradicting you.
No,
I understand what you're saying, but I think we're already crossed that threshold. When you look at Correll and now Samsell, I don't think we need to go any farther than those two cases. And then we're letting out 9/11 terrorists.
As someone who spent 14, almost 15 years working for the government, I have never been so ashamed of our government, not of our country, of our government. We have a small portion of the country that I want to say has completely lost their minds. They're obviously demonically influenced. But beyond that, they are brainwashed. They are the people that Barack Obama wanted for his own personal security force, just as big, just as strong, and just as well funded.
Yeah. OFA.
Oh yeah. And we now have a government that if you dare disagree with it, they will come after you. Dave, that's what dictatorships do. Dictators do that. Authoritarians do that. This is not the kingdom of the United States. We are not going against a king. We cannot allow this. The precedence has been set. The table is set. I don't say this willingly. I don't say this through bravado. But if we don't stop what we're doing, it's going to take an internal war to right the country.
It's funny you'd say that. I'm right there with you. Exactly.
And look, guys, I've been to Iraq 3 times. I don't want war. Nobody does. And anybody who says that they want war or they want civil war has never gone through it before. You don't want your children going through with that. I don't want to go through that. And if you want a really good example, look at Ukraine. America cannot survive, though, with this government. The government will survive, but America, for which she stands, one nation under God, will be crucified like the Romans would a Christian. And what are we going to do, man? Just stand here, you know, with every possibility of what we could do at our disposal and just say, well, hey, guys, you remember when we could have done something about this country? And we just decided, nah, let's not do it. Yeah, boy, I really miss that.
Ronald Reagan was quoted tonight, or last night, excuse me, on Mark Levin. And he closed with this quote for his show, and I'll paraphrase it. Ronald Reagan said towards the end of his term of America's freedom is always a generation away from extinction. Freedom is not free. We have to all fight for freedom. Every single day we have to fight. There are people that want to take it away from you. And we don't want to be the generation that later on we're speaking to our children or our children's children, reminiscing about how Americans used to be free. This is where we're at.
Well, if we don't do what we're doing, if we don't do something more than what we're doing right now as a nation, then there'll be another quote from Ronald Reagan that we can use. I'm not the killer man, I'm the killer man's son, but I'll do the killing till the killer man comes. Because you are going to have to fight off the hordes that was once our border, and you will have to probably go to town in groups of armed men in a convoy just to go and get groceries.
Venezuela, yep.
I'm not being hyperbolic when I say this. The examples are around the world. Mm-hmm. They're around the world, and we're not talking about things from 100 years ago. We're talking about things from 10 years ago.
Right now.
We have economies collapsing and major countries around the world.
Ecuador, Colombia's behind them. Sri Lanka is gone. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's already started. It's going to roll itself up, bottom up. You're exactly right. I wanted to mention one more thing about persecution and abuse for doing what's politically unpopular to the left. Guy by the Assistant Attorney General Clark worked for Reagan. He was an assistant to Bill Barr, and he was ordered to issue a preservation of evidence letter to Governor Kemp of Georgia, said, preserve all your voting evidence. We're going to be investigating election integrity. Now, this is standard procedure. If you're going to do an investigation or think that you may have some kind of court action, legal action, you always write a letter saying preserve the evidence. It's not intimidation. It's standard legal procedure. So, and by the way, a guy who does legal work for me, and I discussed this, and he said this was standard procedure. So I'm bringing it up. Now, 2 days ago, the FBI shows up at his house, pulls him out into the street in his pajamas, mistreats him, and they seize every electronic device in his house. No charges, no nothing, just seizing everything to harass him. And this happened also in four other locations at the same time. It was a coordinated effort. And all these federal officials had been involved in questioning election integrity. So what they're saying right now, Doug, is that we can get any of your people who have done anything with election integrity, we can get them anytime, anywhere, because we're in charge.
So here's my question. Once again, maybe Sheriff Mack should be on this Zoom call next time. If the FBI comes to my house, let's say I question the integrity of the election, which I do, and they want to seize all of my electronic devices, and I say, no, you can't, and they don't produce a warrant, can I then call upon my sheriff's department to remove them from my premises?
Well, technically, I think yes. I've asked Sheriff Mack that kind of a question before, but you have to have a cooperative sheriff. And how many deputies would it take to expel a team of FBI agents?
Not much. It would just take the sheriff. It would just take the sheriff. You know, that's it. It's one official to another series of officials. Call your dogs back. We're going to have to do something, or it's going to get wild, wild west. And you're going to have a lot of Wyatt Earps out there. The last thing we need is a bunch of OK Corrals happening around the country, because people distrust this government, rightfully so. And then we have, you know, agents in the FBI or whoever that are just doing their jobs, which, you know, never got anybody in trouble, right? Just doing your job. If we don't smarten up, we're going to walk into a civil war. People are eventually going to say, to hell with the FBI, get off my land and take your warrant with you. And if they say, well, we'll come back with, you know, all of our stuff, or they'll probably try to just force entry for an arrest. There's so many different variables here that my law enforcement mind can bring up. The number one thing that I would tell people to do is, if you have that type of situation, is immediately contact a lawyer. Immediately. Don't say anything. Record everything.
But if they're seizing all your electronics, you can't record everything.
Well, you better hope somebody else is in there with a phone.
Yeah, because, I hear you.
Because if they only have a warrant to get your device, then they don't have a warrant to get somebody else's. But once again, this is why, surveillance systems put on your home. You know, it's not just to stop the bad guys. The bad guys also drive around in govy plates at times. And, you know, Dave, this is so weird for me to say this. I worked for the government for almost 15 years. I was one of those guys. I did knock and talks. We did warrants and warrantless arrests. But yet I was never corrupt. And we were never, and this is where I think precedence is being taken place. 15 years of working in the government, 10 years of federal law enforcement, I've never seen what's happening right now. I've never seen the scale of what's happening right now. And I think the scales were really tipped whenever, God, what's his name? Roger Stone. When Roger Stone got picked up by the FBI, and I don't know if Trump did nothing or if Trump, you know, it looked like Trump really didn't do much. Look at the hell that man, almost 80, had to go through.
Well, his wife, she's disabled, and she's in barefoot on her porch on cement in 30-degree temperature, and CNN is there filming the whole thing.
Well,
so the FBI brought CNN. They brought in boats from the back of their home from a lake. They acted like they were taking down an ISIS terror cell.
It looked like it was a task force.
Yeah, now, exactly.
I don't know if they did that because they think maybe the guy had armed security. But you know, whenever you hear Roger Stone say, "I don't even own a gun," you have different levels of what you do for different targets that you're going to arrest for your warrants. I've done warrants before on Antifa, violent rioters. And we just showed up in our daily uniform. Well, our daily uniform happened to be a plate carrier and, you know, all tactical gear. I was on a tactical team. However, you know, we didn't show up with a ballistic shield and our rifles, and, you know, we didn't call in a boat or a freaking helicopter to be over the top of us. You know, what in the hell? At that point in time, you're taking your authority and you are threatening, intimidating, and abusing what the people have given you. But once again, that is what has happened with a runaway government. If there was ever one thing that Hillary Clinton said that can actually be taken as true, it's that the government is too big to fail. So what do you do against a government that's too big to fail? You know, I mean, look at what's happening right now. You have the Democrats who are saying that the Supreme Court is illegitimate. Get the hell out of here. The Supreme Court is illegitimate. And that's coming from Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren. Pocahontas Elizabeth Warren, that Donald Trump even had a DNA test done that said, "I'm more Native American than you are." And you say that the Supreme Court is illegitimate? These people need the murder. They need the blood from the abortions. That's why they're freaking out. They can't stop it. They have to continue this demonic assault upon the young people of our country. And the young people of our country are the ones who are being encouraged to get the abortions. So not only do we have an assault against the most defenseless among us, but some of the most naive among us as well. And as you look at a lot of these protests, Dave, and I think I pointed this out to you before, most of the women that are out there are teenagers, girls in their 20-something, probably still in college. You know, most of them, and I would say 90% of them that I see, you know, I've been to these protests, I've been to these riots. Most of them don't have kids, never been married, still in school, out there talking about my body, my choice. Hey, let me tell you something. I would love to take you onto a wonderful trip to a place called Iraq. And I would love for you to talk about your body, your choice, in the areas where I went and stomped around at. When I saw women chained to trees, when I saw women beaten almost to death because of whatever infraction that they had with their clothing. Dave, we're in a thing that's called an LPOP, a listening post, observation and post. We're monitoring this field because there's been some Al-Qaeda idiots out there. And in this field, they're harvesting cane. And this guy has his four wives out there, and they have these gigantic bundles of cane. I mean, like gigantic, like this wide bundles of cane. And they're hunched over on their backs and they're carrying it. And he's switching them in the legs with a piece of this cane. Well, the smallest woman goes to fall and stumble, and he runs over there and he catches it. And we're like, oh, wow, look at this guy. He's actually going to take it from her in hell. What a gentleman. You know what he does? He stables it and then whips her right in the butt and makes her keep going like a donkey. My body, my choice. Go to other places around this world and see my body, my choice. That's what I'm saying, Dave. These women don't know what they're talking about. The leftists don't know.
It's their body, the baby's life.
Yeah.
When they do these abortions, near-term abortions, it's murder. I won't go into detail, but the baby suffers greatly. It feels pain before it's put to death. These are animals.
There's not, we're taking this a whole different direction than what I know we were going to go, but it's beyond infuriating to me. Beyond infuriating as a husband, as a father of four kids, soon to be five, and I have three girls. I cannot fathom why you would do that. My children are the greatest gift God has ever given me. That, and I am so proud to have so many arrows in my quiver. I just think that one of the greatest atrocities and evils that are out there is that you have Democrats who go to church and the pastors don't say anything about it. The pastors, look, I may burn some bridges when I say this. I really don't care. Jesus didn't care about people's opinions, and neither do I. There's no way a righteous Christian can support the Democratic Party, the leftists, support abortion, and then go to church, take communion, sing a hymn, go eat some beans and baked ham afterwards and say, man, I feel good. Can't wait to go to heaven. That ain't how it works. That's not how this works. That is living in sin at that point in time. You are supporting a Luciferian act. That is not what Christ stood for. And if you are standing against Christ, you are anti-Christ. That's your politicians, ladies and gentlemen. Do you think the midterms will make a difference, though, Dave?
I think they're doing this so we don't get to the midterms. I think we're going to see, I think the potential's there to see such a rise in violence that if we're not in a state of civil war, we'll be an extreme set of civil disruption, and that'll give Biden the excuse to declare martial law, and he'll either gerrymander the election to his benefit so they no one will lose that they want to lose, or they'll just say due to exigent circumstances that are dangerous, we cancel the election. They can't win. They can't run on the economy. They can't run on Afghanistan. They can't run on Ukraine. They can't run on anything. So they've got to invent issues. The Supreme Court took away abortion. No, they didn't. They referred it back to the states. But they lie so they can inflame people. They want the violence. Their goal is violence for disruption's sake.
And now Nancy Pelosi says that they're going to pass a law to make Roe v. Wade a law against what the Supreme Court said. The Pentagon, your DOD, my former home, the DOD, says that they're going to ignore the Supreme Court. Joe Biden says that he's going to find federal land in grants for abortion clinics on federal land.
But no baby formula is forthcoming. Yeah. Interesting how they support abortion, but they don't support baby formula. They're the anti-life party.
Well, you know, it's amazing how they will find billions of dollars to support demonic programs, but yet Black businesses, Hispanic businesses, white businesses from 2020 that lost everything from fires, not one penny. Can I play you something from Elizabeth Warren? I want to get your reaction.
Yeah, let me give you a screen share here.
Dave, if I can make it through this entire 8 minutes and not punch my screen, it's going to be great.
I'm glad I'm on the other side. Okay, you should have, do you have permission?
I got it.
Okay.
All right. Look at that face.
That's she looks evil.
Yeah. That's a face.
You know, I won't say anything. I'll let that pass.
This is a face of a woman who doesn't care about life.
You can see the hate exuding from her expressions. The scorn, the condemnation. You see it. Go ahead.
We're going to stop and pause at everything that Elizabeth Warren says. I want to get your commentary on it. So here, let's go.
We're getting no sound.
Since where abortion remains legal, and the Commonwealth's governor issued an executive order Friday to further protect women's reproductive health services. Good morning to you, Senator. You heard Governor Noem there. She and millions of others believe this will save the lives of unborn children. Is that a position you can respect in any way?
Look, what she's really saying is that when this decision is made, it should be made by the government, that the government should move in and the government should determine whether or not a pregnancy is forced to continue or whether or not a pregnancy can be terminated. I believe, and it has been the constitutional right of women across this nation for nearly half a century, for the woman to be able to make that decision with her doctor, with her religious advisor, with her family, but not something that the government should be in.
Okay. Just for people's clarification, the amount of vitriol that was happening at these protests, this is the same group of Antifa and BLM. They're out there. They just want to protest like it's a party. They don't care about children. They don't care about the lives of children. I saw a Black man out there yesterday, young Black man, talking about how, and I don't mean to be vulgar, I'm trying to repeat verbatim without saying the language, but he said, F Joe Biden, which I agree. He says, F the Supreme Court, F the Democratic Party, F your white vote, F your white laws, F your white country. This is an attack upon Black people and upon Black trans women and Black non-binary women.
That doesn't even make sense, the last part.
When I was going to high school many, many years ago, if there was someone who talked like that, you would probably get your ass kicked for being completely insane. Makes no sense. It's completely irrational thought. It's not accepted. It wasn't accepted 20 years ago when I was in high school. It wasn't accepted. When did we start to accept this? When did men, once mighty lions, become tamed house cats? You know what is missing in that crowd? Men. Men and women standing together, saying that you're not allowed to do this and pushing these people out. Sure, you have a First Amendment right, got that. But do you have a First Amendment right to preach and to support the murder of children? Isn't there like a contradiction in the laws there somewhere that a lawyer could find? But no one's.
I think you could make an argument. It's incitement to violence.
It is.
You know, I'm going to say this. This man that you're quoting is so historically ignorant. Margaret Sanger, the founder of the abortion movement and Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger, she wanted abortion to be used on all Black people, so, quote unquote, they could not reproduce themselves because they're a degenerate race. Margaret Sanger. This is who Elizabeth Warren is supporting. Because when they say we're for Planned Parenthood, you are for Margaret Sanger, and it was the most racially vile group in American history. This is worse than the Klan. I mean, the Klan did horrible things, but they didn't do anything on the scale that Margaret Sanger was talking about, the evisceration of all Black babies before they could be born. Yet she was saying this, and that's the Democratic Party that grew out of this movement. And here this guy is saying, you know, F Joe Biden, da, da, da. He doesn't even know his history.
I'm trying to pull something up right now. Everybody knows that Margaret Sanger.
Well, you know, I want to before you go there,
friends.
Before you go to the next thing, hold it for a second. I got to say something in response to Elizabeth Warren. The government doesn't get to decide this. It's up to the woman. It's up to the woman. No, wait a minute. Wait a minute. The government decides. The woman gets to decide. That she's contradicting herself. And this is not about the Supreme Court. See, she's pushing a lie. She's basically saying the Supreme Court's taken away the right to abortion. First of all, it's not a right. It's not contained in the 10 Amendments, the Bill of Rights. It's not a constitutional right, never has been. And that's why the Supreme Court's referring it to the states. She is acting as if the Supreme Court's abolishing abortion. She is producing nothing but lies. Of course, this is an Indian too, right? She's a Native American. Pocahontas, as you called her.
Yeah, she's from lied,
lied about that too.
She's from the Adolf tribe. They all have them blue eyes and blonde
well, yeah,
hair.
She needs a swastika on her arm here. I mean, she can't even make a coherent legal argument for this. There is no legal argument. Well, you know, she could go after South Dakota. Okay. She said, I disagree with South Dakota. But this whole thing is going back to the Supreme Court. Look at where the protest is. This protest is not in South Dakota. This is in front of the Supreme Court.
Well, just real quick to end on Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger is the most prolific killer in history. She has killed through her Planned Parenthood eugenics labs. It's all they are. They're laboratories of how to dismember children. She's killed probably over 100 million people, 100 million citizens within this country. Because how many are not recorded, right? No one came close to that. Hitler didn't. Adolf didn't. Or Adolf Hitler didn't. Stalin didn't. Mao didn't. Pol Pot didn't. And that's who these people support. They know the history. They know who this woman was. And yet they still champion her. And why that does not shake and rattle the mental cages of the people on the left who seem to be imprisoned by the Democrats' suave, I don't understand. I don't understand it.
Doug, it's so obvious here. I have produced articles that have depopulation quotes from the left like crazy.
Crazy
amount. It's gone on for decades. You know, Ted Turner among them. And what they're really saying here is this. We'll champion transgender. We'll champion LGBT. We'll champion abortion. They champion everything that does not end in procreation. Everything. And then when it comes to the family and procreation, you know, you got toxic masculinity as the father of the day if there's an intact family. And you have white privilege. And even if you have an intact Black family, they call that white privilege. I mean, you have Larry Elder and Candace Owens referred to as having white privilege. I mean, this is their narrative. They want population reduction at any cost, and they will do anything to support any lifestyle that reduces the population, the birth rate. And then on top of that, they don't want Christianity, so they're trying to dilute the culture by opening the prisons and the mental institutions and sending people here. And it's not that we're not going to get some people that will eventually fit in, despite the bad circumstances, they will. But we have very dangerous people, including terrorists, crossing our border. We have fentanyl unchecked crossing our border. One man was caught yesterday with enough fentanyl, and he was arrested in Orange County to kill 12 million people. So when we look at all of these factors combined, it's the takedown of America. It's the destruction of the Christian religion. If you're pro-American, you are a white nationalist, therefore you're a racist, you need to be dealt with, and you need to be marginalized, and they don't want any people born. This is who we're fighting against, Doug.
Well, I want to read to you real quick, and I'm going to be done with Margaret Sanger. Something that's from The Killer Angel, a book called The Killer Angel. Now, if you didn't know this, Margaret Sanger first started off by talking to the wives of Ku Klux members and telling them that poor people and colored people needed to have abortions because that was what was fair for them. All right, so here's this quote from this book. In April of 1933, the Birth Control Review, Margaret Sanger's magazine.
Yeah, I know this, yeah.
Published a shocking article entitled Eugenic Sterilization, an Urgent Need. It was written by Margaret Sanger's close friend and advisor, Ernst Rüden, who was then serving as Hitler's director of genetic sterilization and had earlier taken a role in the establishment in the Nazi Society for Racial Hygiene. Later in June of that same year, the Birth Control Review published an article by Leon Whitney entitled Selective Sterilization, which adamantly praised and defended the Third Reich's pre-Holocaust race purification programs.
Listen, Wall Street supported the Nazis. IBM punched cards for the death camps. We all know that. That's historical fact. They want depopulation, and I suppose I should finish the thought. People say, why? Well, because of technocracy. Yep. They want depopulation because they don't need as many people. And too many people are too hard to control. That's why they're doing the misinformation now. They're trying to take away your voice so we can't organize against their dehumanizing policies. And they want 10% of the population left that they control, and they turn into a servant class, and they stay alive as long as they're useful. This is classic, classic Herbert Spencer Fabian socialism. This is something I taught. It's one of the five pillars of modern sociology. And you only get to stay alive as long as you serve the whims of the state and you're productive. That means elderly are killed, the infirm are killed. Who did Hitler kill? I mean, he lived this mantra, and then, of course, throw in the Jews because they were the political enemy. And so this is what we're dealing with here. This is a depopulation scheme. And what this person here on screen, this subhuman of a person, I don't know why anyone would continue to reelect her, but this subhuman right here will be marked for extinction. She's old. She's feeble. She contributes nothing to society but a big mouth and a lying mouth at that.
She's what they call she's what they would call a useful eater.
Well, yeah, she will be killed. Yeah. She will be killed. Pelosi will be done away with. All these people, Chuck Schumer, all these people that are serving this final end as advocated for in the Club of Rome, going back to the 60s, you can read it, it's online. led to the Council on Foreign Relations, Modern Policies, led to the creation of the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderbergers. All these groups all are geared towards depopulation and the whole climate change scam. Listen, I'm in favor of clean burning energy. And if they could work out electric cars to where they actually are practical, and we had a transition period where we wouldn't destroy our own economy, you might have my attention. But they don't care about that. That's the excuse. They want to use climate change to take away your lifestyle, to reduce you to a feudal serf confined to the manor with no property. You'll own nothing and love it. You'll eat what we feed you, bugs and plants. It's worse than Hunger Games, what they had. The Great Reset is worse than the movie Hunger Games. And what they want to do, Doug, is reduce us to nothing. So we are their total slave class, and they're using climate change to take away our means of production. That's why they want our guns. It's why they want our electricity. They want us to be lower than them and serve them, but they'll get rid of the masses. And then they're going to live their forever lives with transhumanism. And we've kind of gotten into a different area here, but this is transhumanism.
It all goes together. Do we have time to finish this?
Yeah. We got it. Let's go about 5 more minutes and we'll wrap up.
All right.
You know, you and President Biden are saying that Roe is now on the ballot. Indeed it is.
We lost her sound.
Largely conservative states. Governor Noem had a point there. People go to the polls. They went to the polls, just like your constituents in Massachusetts, where abortion is legal. So why not leave it to the states?
We have never left individual rights to the states.
This isn't a right.
The whole idea is that women are not second-class citizens. And the government is not the one that will decide about the continuation.
Neither is an infant.
You know, there's no equivalent there for me.
Hey, 14th Amendment, equal protection under the law, and protect the baby.
The moment the illegal comes over pregnant with her baby, it's an anchor baby immediately. Immediately.
There's no abortion for them because they want these people anchored here. You're exactly right.
Pregnant women are not turned away.
Hey, get this subhuman off here.
Sending resources.
This is a subhuman being here. You know, the only joy we're going to get is, I don't want to go too far afield from the way I'm supposed to be living and judging. But when we see this person cast into the lake of fire, we'll remember this day having served the Lord in the right way. And we'll remember when she's thrown into the lake of fire that it serves a holy purpose to live by the word of God. And I feel sorry for this person. I wish she'd come back to Jesus. We'd have to forgive her. We would, for what she's doing, but she's advocating for mass murder.
These people are so deprived and so blatantly under the demonic spell. What I was trying to say is that when the illegals come over from through our border, the moment that mother steps over, she stays here till that baby is here.
Yes.
You pay for it, and that baby and that mother become a citizen. It's anchor babies. And that's what this idiot on the screen pushes for. But yet, at the same time, it's their rights, quote, rights, to kill an infant. It is not your right. If that's true, and if eugenics is the path you want to go down, well, then maybe it's our right to have a purge.
Yeah. I'm trying not to put my fist through this screen. I would change this sign that's on the screen right now to "My baby, no choice."
Well, and I'll mute this while we're talking, but all throughout this, all the signs that you see, it's look at this, SCOTUS, you have blood on your hands. What about 2020 and all the people that died from the rioting? What about that? Does she not have blood on her hands? She was
I can't even stand to look at her. She makes me sick to my stomach.
She was all about it. But where's Fox News in talking about this?
I wonder if she has her daily dose of adrenochrome.
Look, the only mainstream media that's worth its salt right now is Tucker Carlson. I'm sure Sean Hannity talks about this stuff. No one covers it the way that Tucker does, all right?
But he leaves some things out.
He does because he's told to, because if not, he won't be on air and he won't be able to get the message out.
I agree.
That's just like us on YouTube. We can't say everything that we want to. We can't take what we're filming right now and put it on YouTube. I think we could. It would be demonetized and then we'd probably get a strike against us. But you can't speak freely anymore. We need to get away from the beast system that is the internet, that is the TV, and get back out into the streets, get back out into the soapbox preaching at the courthouse, gathering people around the city square. That's what America was founded on. That's where we need to go back to, because these deprived people will not let you speak the truth. Dave, if it wasn't for the fact that the CommonSenseShow.tv platform allows us to speak the truth, and thank you so much, Dave, for bringing people like me on, who's a little bit crazy, that we can talk about the truth. We can say stuff that's unedited. We can really say what's on our mind. There are not enough platforms like yours out there.
Doug, I got to take her off the screen. I'm sorry. I got to kill this.
I'll stop the screen share.
Yeah, I can't take any more of her. She's evil incarnate.
It gets worse. It actually gets worse.
She talks
about how the Supreme Court is illegitimate. This is what they're mad about. You took away our right to kill children, so now we don't have our free baby body parts and blood. You took away the ability for us to tell the people that they can't have guns in New York, because that was like a really big thing for them, for the Supreme Court to come out and say that you have the right to carry constitutionally open carry across the entire country. That's more or less what their gun debate was over. And then the next one was being unionized. And of course, the unions are all Democratic. Even if you're not a Democrat and you're in the union.
Democrat or mafia or both.
That's right. And that was all about what Joe Biden was in the 70s and 80s. He was such a union guy. Look, guys, I don't know how else to tell you this, but the road is going to get bumpy on the way to Rome. You know, we're going to see Rome again, and it's going to get burnt down.
I hear you.
Again,
Doug, we are way over time.
All right.
But this was time well spent. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not sorry for the emotionality. This is our lives, our families, our future. These people are Satanists. You have a choice in life. You either serve Jesus or you serve Satan, and they have made their choice. You have to decide if you're going to fall under their authority or are you going to stand up. Now, first thing you can do tomorrow is call your reps, make 3 phone calls, and say, we're not tolerating this, and I will work towards the end of your career if you don't begin to take positive steps against this philosophy. And if you do not, well, then count on the fact that we're rising up against you. That's the first thing you can do. And then there's more we can do as we go. But ladies and gentlemen, if you sit on your excuse, we're going to lose everything. And we'll be, well, like I said, they'll start killing en masse. That's what they say they want to do. And then the rest of you who survive will be slaves. You think that's crazy? Just read what they write. Just read what they write. Doug, we got to scoot. Thanks so much. I'll talk to you in the morning. We've got to go over a couple things here that I want to touch base with you on before I head for Parts West, and I'll talk to you in the morning. Hey, thank you for coming on. Thanks for those clips with Elizabeth Warren. But I tell you, I'm glad I ate dinner a few hours ago because I couldn't take any more. I'm serious. I can't even imagine being married to that hideous creature. And I'm not talking attractiveness. I'm talking she's a hideous human being, just like Hillary Clinton. We'll see you back here next time here on the CommonSenseShow.tv, expanding out the heroes, the website, the whole 9 yards. Thanks for joining us.
All stations, all call signs. Prepare for transmission. This is Wrecker Actual. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, saith the Lord. End of transmission.